Hello, and welcome to the New Hermetics audio program, Projecting Energy to Charge Spaces. This program is used to charge a room or house or any space with the desired energy. You may use this program to charge your house with vital energy, giving you a boost of energy every time you enter. You could charge your bedroom with relaxing energy to help you drift off to sleep at night. You can also use this program with elemental energy, fire, water, air, or earth, or planetary energies. You might want to charge your study with air energy to assist you in intellectual matters, or fire energy for creativity or passion. You might want to charge your bedroom with the energy of Venus to create an amorous atmosphere. Elemental and planetary charging will become especially useful later on when you're working with specific gods or spirits. If you're using elemental energies, you might want to face the appropriate quadrant of your inner temple when you're doing this program. For all other energies, you may direct yourself in any way, drawing the energy from the starry sky above you. It may be useful for you to imagine specific colors to assist you in drawing the appropriate energy to your environment. For general types of energy, such as vital power, peace, bliss, excitement, relaxation, etc., you can just imagine a white or blue-white light for the energy, but for specific magical energies, there is a chart in your workbook with recommended colors. You may, of course, use any color that you feel is most appropriate in any case. Use the charts in your workbook as a leaping-off point for getting creative. You don't need to feel restricted by the elemental and planetary energies either. A lot of people find them very effective, however, because they've been used this way for centuries and have a lot of built-in power. You can use any color that you like for any purpose, though. You may also charge spaces at a distance. For instance, if you have an important business meeting, you could draw vital power or earth energy and impress it upon the space where the meeting is supposed to take place in. Your meeting will go amazingly well. Use your imagination and really use this pattern to enhance your world. As with all of the magical patterns of the New Hermetics, it's important that you believe that this program will work. You should start with small things at first and build up to greater ones. While you're drawing energy that you desire, you must make a couple of decisions and impress them upon the energy you're accumulating. First, you must decide what specific purpose this energy will have. Second, you must decide how long it will remain where you are sending it. You may charge a space for 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 years, perpetually, or any amount of time in between. You must simply decide and project that choice with the energy that you're projecting. You should stop the program now and decide the color, specific purpose, and duration of the energy you are going to project before you go any further with this program. Welcome back. Because this program contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to it while in a moving automobile or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time, while you're listening to this program, a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now, please find a quiet place to sit or lie down where you won't be disturbed for the next half hour or so. Now that you're sitting down, allow yourself to adjust into the most comfortable position for you and allow your eyes to close. And as you're getting comfortable in that position, I'd like you to take a deep breath in with me and let it out. And take a deep breath in and let it out into relaxation. And in and out. And in and out. And continue breathing slowly at your own pace. And use your meditation anchor to enter into the altered state. Allow your body to become more and more relaxed. And your mind to become more tranquil and focused. And now that you're beginning to feel relaxed, you can begin to imagine a door in front of you. It is the doorway to your inner temple. And you may open this door and step through into your inner temple and move to the center of the room. It's an empty square room with colored walls, yellow in the east in front of you, red to your right in the south, black to your left in the north, and blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky, and directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. And I want you to look up at this globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light, and in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say knowledge. And you look to the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say daring. And you look to the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, daring. And you look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and you project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say, silence. And you face the yellow air wall again, extending your imaginary arms to the form of a cross, and you say, before me, intelligence, behind me, understanding, to my right, creation, to my left, manifestation, seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. Allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you, and look up once again at the globe of white light above your head, and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your body with a shaft of light descending to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light, and in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And now, I would like you to begin to imagine the energy that you are going to project as filling the entire universe in a diluted but all-encompassing form. In this diluted form, it is mixed with all other energies. However, become aware of this particular energy by imagining an appropriate color, sound, or feeling. Begin to identify this energy all around you. And now begin pure breathing, drawing this appropriate energy into your body through all of your pores. Fill yourself with this energy. Breathing the energy into your body through all of your pores. Experience this energy palpably, visibly, inside your body, both in your inner temple and in your physical body. As you breathe this energy in, feel it filling your body like an empty vessel that's becoming full of the energy that you desire. Feel yourself filling completely with this energy, as if no more could fit inside of you. And now, with this energy filling you to your brim, express to this energy what specific purpose it will serve for you and how long it will remain in effect. And now that you have expressed its specific purpose, charged it with its task, allow the energy to begin moving out of your solar plexus, and imagine it filling the space you have chosen to charge. See the energy pouring out of you and pouring into the space that you want to charge. Pour every bit of that energy out of you into the space that you want to charge. And now, once again, begin to imagine the desired energy outside around you, filling the entire universe in a diluted form, and become aware of this particular energy, the color of the energy, the feeling of the energy, and begin pure breathing, drawing more of this energy into your body through all of your pores. Fill yourself with this energy until you could nearly burst. experience it physically in your body, visibly. And as you are filled to nearly bursting, express to this energy that specific purpose that you have for it and how long it will remain in effect. And send this energy out of your solar plexus to fill the space you have chosen to charge. Completely empty yourself of this energy. Fill the room or space that you have chosen to charge. And now, once again, perceiving that energy in its diluted form all around you, begin pore breathing. Drawing that energy into your body through all of your pores. Fill yourself once again with this energy until you could nearly burst. And once you are entirely filled with the energy, express to it that specific purpose that you have for it and how long it will remain in effect. And allow that energy to move out of your solar plexus and fill the space you have chosen to charge. Send all of that energy to that space. And once again, pursue that energy all around you in your inner temple, in its diluted form, and begin pore breathing, drawing that special energy inside of you until you could nearly burst with it, breathing that energy in through all of your pores. And now that you are filled with this energy, express to it that specific purpose that you have for it and how long it will remain in effect. And now allow the energy to move out of your solar plexus and fill the space you have chosen to charge. Send all of that energy to this place. And now I would like you to imagine yourself moving to the place that you have charged with this specific energy. I'd like you to experience yourself in this place. And as you're in this place, I would like you to feel the energy that you have charged this place with and to see it all around you. And as you have this experience of this energy in this place, you may know that this place is charged with the energy you have chosen. And now I would like you to return to your inner temple and face the yellow wall in the east. And I would like you to look up at the shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light, and in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you can now look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and saying, knowledge. And you can look to the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, will. And look to the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, daring. And turn to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, silence. And face the yellow wall once again, extending your imaginary arms to the form of a cross, saying, before me, intelligence, behind me, understanding, to my right, creation, to my left, manifestation, seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. Allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And look up once again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head, and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe, like a golden sun, begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And now, you may turn to the blue water wall of your inner temple and go through the door back into normal body consciousness as I count from 1 to 5. 1, getting in touch with your body and breathing. 2, becoming focused in the here and now. 3, knowing that your success with the new hermetics is assured. 4, beginning to wiggle your fingers and your toes. And 5, fully alert. Refreshed and relaxed. Please be sure to record both the purpose and the duration of the energy and the place where you've charged so that you'll be able to check in later and see how well it's worked. This is the end of this program. Please fast forward the tape to properly queue up the next side.